First, party phone lines were phased out. Then the rotary telephone and the phone booth all but disappeared. Soon you'll be able to add the white pages to that list of the obsolete. In more and more places, telephone companies have stopped distributing residential directories because the same information can easily be found on the internet. Still, as Scott Gurian reports, the phone book does have its fans.
For Steve Martin's character in the 1979 film The Jerk, getting listed in the white pages meant a ticket to fortune and fame.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Maven, R! I'm somebody now!
Roy Peter Clark is already a well-known somebody. He spent years working as an author and journalist. Still, he says there's something special about seeing himself in the white pages.
I don't do this anymore, but when the new phone book used to be delivered, especially when I was new to a community, you wanted to check your own name, first to see if it was accurate, but also as a kind of a test of your membership in this new community.
But soon, the only community he'll be part of is the global community of millions of people listed in telephone directories on the internet. That's because phone companies like AT&T and Verizon have decided in several states to stop printing hard copies of residential phone directories for most of their customers.
The bottom line is there are many more sources for finding a telephone number other than the traditional paper directory.
John Bonomo is a Verizon spokesman.
By and large, for the majority of the population, if it's not used, then it's probably a prudent step not to produce them and not to deliver them to those people who, frankly, either just throw them away or, you know, they get stored in the back of a closet and they get wasted there.
Now, to be clear, the yellow pages and the business listings in the white pages aren't going anywhere. But unless you specifically request a hard copy of the residential listings, you'll now have to call directory assistance or look up what you need on the internet if you weren't doing that already. It's a move environmentalists say is long overdue, but it doesn't bode well for Steve Martin's character from the film.
Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity, your name in print, that makes people!
I wanted to ask what he thought of all this, but I figured there's no way to do that since Navin R. Johnson doesn't really exist. At least that's what I thought until I found him listed in a Tampa telephone directory, so I decided to give him a call.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is Mr. Johnson there?
No, actually, there is no Navin Johnson. My real name is Sean Panessa. When I was getting the phone set up, I didn't want my name registered in the white pages. And to not be listed costs money, but to be listed as a fictitious name is free. So, actually, my friend's dad originally had the idea of listing as Navin Johnson, and I think his phone is as well.
I asked Panessa how he thinks Navin Johnson would feel about the white pages going away.
I guess he would be very sorry. Very sad.
But as for Panessa himself, he says what many people say, that phone books are an item that have outlived their usefulness. As he puts it, it's a nice doorstop, but I only have so many doors. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gurian.